And good evening. It is Intuitive Soul Radio with your host, Lori Houston. Tonight, we have a special show because it is a little not on the usual time. We have Mikael Mayer.
Mikael Mayer. Thank you.
Sorry, I am sorry.
No problem.
And we're going to be talking about a couple of different things. We're going to talk about your new workshops that are coming up, and they're coming up for January 23rd. So that's a good time to sort of start talking about it. And we're going to talk a little bit about, I guess, I like to start with kind of what your journey has been, just because that helps people sort of connect in with where you are and, one, how you can help people, which I'm pretty sure that these workshops, which are called, well,
the Abundance Project, and they're called Abundance Workshops. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. The website that you can get more information is AbundanceWorks.ca.
AbundanceProject.ca.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah. And, okay, so why don't we talk a little bit about your journey, what you want to talk about, it that would help people understand how you can and why this is important to you.
Sure. So my background is an entrepreneur. I've started 12 companies, and I kind of work backwards in terms of why I'm interested in exploring abundance and why we call this the Abundance Project, because I don't believe that I have mastered abundance in any way, shape, or form. I think for us, and I have a partner, Danielle Chang, for us, abundance is a learning journey. And so the intention behind creating these workshops is to create a community of holistic practitioners who want to go on a learning journey and develop the attitudes and behaviors necessary for manifesting abundance. Where I come from is the corporate world. I started a number of companies, grew a number of companies, two I took public. And in my history, for me, abundance meant lots and lots and lots of money. So what happened with me is I got caught up in greed. And one of my companies that I started, Portis Asset Management, it was a spectacular growth story. We raised just under $800 million in assets in less than 3 years, but it ended in a spectacular tragedy in that we pushed some boundaries that we shouldn't have pushed because we were caught up in greed. And it's actually an interesting story. We used part of the money that we had raised to fund the growth of our business, and we didn't disclose that to our investors. And when you don't disclose in the financial industry, you get into very big trouble, and into very big trouble we got. So long story short, I had a partner. He decided to take $15 million and wire it to an offshore jurisdiction and buy diamonds and bury diamonds, and it's the whole thing's like a long spy novel. But at the end of the day, what for me, it was very public and very painful, and caused me to go on what's coming up on a 6-year inner journey into why I'm here, why I behaved in ways that I behaved. It spans from metaphysics to quantum physics to psychoanalytical theory to deep studies in theology, just trying to undertake. I took my A-type business personality and went deeply into sort of the nature of reality and my purpose in life. And the net result of it was, and I had fantastic teachers along the way who taught me that, first of all, everything that I had done previously in my life, I needed to do differently, opposite. I had to lead a very simple life where I was in service to other people. I had to practice releasing my attachment to material and money, and engage on a spiritual journey, and really understand that I am, and we are all, you know, spiritual beings inhabiting this material world, and pay attention to my spiritual self. And you know, in the context of that, I just began serving. You know, people would come to me and say, hey, you're pretty good at building companies. Will you help me? And they would come and I would help them without any expectation of what I would get. I mean, I'd tell them this is what I charge, but I wasn't attached to it. I more stood inside that intention of how do I serve you? How do I help you? Aligning myself with spiritual principles and universal law. And I found that that made me feel more expansive and really helped me connect to an inner sense of joy that I had never connected to in my life. So I have a simple coaching practice. You know, my teachers call me the mechanic. I have to be the mechanic. Ultimate humility, ultimate simplicity. And instead of moving into a corporate office, I moved into the Carrot Common, right on top, in a nice office right on top of the Inspired Life Health Center. And the owner of the Inspired Life Health Center and I, Daniel Chang, struck up a conversation around holistic practitioners, and I was amazed at the fact that 80% of holistic practitioners struggle to make ends meet. And, you know, there's elder wisdom in the native cultures that say that we have to protect our healers, we have to nurture our healers, they're sacred. And because I've had alternative healers help me on my journey, for me this felt like, hey, maybe I could take my business skills and apply them to holistic practitioners and really conscious businesses in general, as opposed to people that just want to make more money because they want to make more money, line their pockets, and continue on a hedonistic journey of self seeking and I won't use any other words, but you know what I mean. So we started talking, and we came up with the word abundance as something that was really interesting. And what is abundance, and what does it mean? And we developed a whole program which is holistic in nature, so it encompasses the spiritual aspects of manifesting in business, but it's also focused on the practical aspect. So in some ways we say, okay, holistic practitioners have an abundance of yin energy in general. So, you know, they live in a place of receptivity. And what they need is the yang energy or the system to be able to get out and create thriving practices. And so we developed this abundance project, and we're excited about it.
And it's just starting.
So yeah. So basically, the way that it's set up is it's a series of six workshops. Do you want me to tell you about the?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I can let you ask some questions too. I feel like I'm hogging the mic a little bit.
Go
yeah.
For it.
So basically, it's a series of six workshops. And here's how it's different than other workshops. We're calling this a holistic MBA because based on my experience in growing businesses, there's no sort of, you know, if I take eight different tools that give me six easy steps to set up a website and eight easy steps to do my opening video and nine easy steps to articulate, it just doesn't work. I don't feel like you can fit those tools into everybody's, you know, customized affinity for doing business. Okay. Business, like life, like nature, is organic, right? So it has to be nurtured, and it really emanates from the individual who's building the business or creating the practice. And so what we're doing is six workshops over 4.5 months. So every 3 weeks is another workshop. Each one builds on the knowledge gained in the previous one. And our students, the practitioners, learn new concepts and skills, and in the intermittent space between workshops, they can go out and practice these skills and then come back. And if they come up against obstacles, come back. And we workshop the obstacles through the community in the actual workshop. It's a community that goes through this 4.5 months together, and at the end leaves with a really clear business plan with a clear vision of where they're going, with a clear understanding of how best to communicate what they do in a way that really matters to the community that they're going to be serving, a clear understanding of what their pricing is going to be and how that's going to help them to make ends meet and save for retirement. It's a plan that's tactical in nature, but with a lot of clarity around where things are going and what the communications need to look like.
Hmm. Okay. So, I mean, we all know that some people sort of make it and some people don't. Mm-hmm. Some people, it's, you know, really great marketing. And for some people, it's completely no marketing at all. Where, you know, there are people that do absolutely nothing, have no web access, and have, you know, people lining up and somehow find them. So, you know, unfortunately, there is this new age vision that, you know, if it's easy, then you're on the right path. And if it's not easy, then you're on the wrong path. And I think there's a lot of people that sort of, you know, struggle with some of these concepts that are out there, and they're not really sure, you know, really what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's focusing on your marketing and how you're marketing and what you're saying, and sometimes it has nothing to do with the marketing. It has to do with where you are in your life and some of your beliefs and some of the things that are happening. So mm-hmm. How do you help people in that area? Mm-hmm. Like, I know that this is kind of new, so you're going to probably be working on it together.
Mm-hmm.
But what are your thoughts?
We've anticipated that. And I would say that first and foremost, the people that take this series of workshops have to be committed to going on a path and putting forth the work and the energy necessary to be successful. So there has to be discipline and there has to be work. Success, in my experience, can't be achieved without that. But we do want to foster an ease. And the way that we want to foster an ease is really in our first workshop, which is karma-based on the 23rd. It's getting connected with your inner purpose, getting connected with your inner values, and getting connected with your inner vision. So it's really an inventure, as opposed to a venture or an adventure. And we have a series of exercises to help foster that connection. From there, I'm basically giving you the agenda for the first workshop. From there, we go into limiting beliefs. So, okay, you have this vision now of where you want to be 10, 15 years out. What's going to get in your way? What are the obstacles? Behaviors, beliefs, circumstances that exist in your life. And let's look at those and let's workshop solutions around those obstacles. But the first step is let's have an awareness of them and an understanding of them. And then once we have an awareness and understanding and we have a vision and we've got clarity in terms of how much money do I need to make in order to support my lifestyle, you know, not necessarily anything fancy, but, you know, in order to live in the house that I want to live in, buy organic food, whatever it is, everybody gets really clear around that. We take that essence and we, from there, create how you communicate who you are to the external world. But it really all starts with an inner connection. It's who are you? And I think a lot of people haven't taken the time to figure out what is my purpose. This is the most powerful thing is what is your why? Why do you want to do this? Because that's what people buy, right? It's an emotional thing, you know? I love helping people get connected to themselves and offer their special gifts to the world. Why? Because I wasn't connected for myself for such a long period of time. I didn't know what my gifts were, so I went way off course and ended up in a tremendous amount of suffering. And in order to bring meaning to that suffering now, that journey, I help other people get connected. So that purpose, value, visions, we call it a core ideology. It's a discovery, and then through the articulation and declaration, you establish ontologically how you're going to exist in the material world, right? It's a way of being. And then from there, it's bringing that alive in your work, through your marketing, through your prospecting, but always staying connected to that is true north, as your center point. And my belief is, and I've experienced this through creation of businesses, is that when you're connected to your purpose and your values, and that is a filter for everything that you do and everything that you take on, and you share that with clients in a way that's passionate and enthusiastic because it's your essence, it's what you want to share with people, the results are you will manifest the things that you want to manifest.
Okay.
Kind of a long answer.
No, that's good. Okay, fair enough. And so do people really need the one-on-one counseling, though, to assist them to get that, or can they do it in a group environment?
Well, that's a great question. It just so happens that within our package, essentially the way that we've structured these workshops, you come up for workshop one on a pay what you can basis, and we give you 6-7 hours of everything we have to really, really help you and equip you. You have two choices. You pay us what you want, you take what we've given you, and you go out and you build your practice. Or you can sign up to the other 5 modules with us. You don't have to pay anything for the first module, and for the next 5 or the whole 6, it costs you $187 a month over 6 months. Mm-hmm. Within that, you get 2 free hours of one-on-one coaching, which we would situate strategically so we do sort of clarity, core ideology, purpose, values, vision, then we do marketing, and then we say, let's get together one-on-one, and let's make sure you've got real clarity, one, in terms of who you are and what you're offering to the world, two, in terms of how you're communicating that to people in a way that really matters and in a way that will be compelling, so you'll be able to attract a steady stream of clients. So we do offer this one-on-one coaching with that, and they can come to us one-on-one as well, in order to support them. Look, we'll talk to them after class, we'll talk to them before class. We're committed to really helping people along on this journey. If they need psychological help, that's out of our expertise. We have other people we can refer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Nice. Okay. And, I mean, you've been quite successful in the different businesses that you've started. Although you said you weren't connected, how important then is making the connection? Because if you were able to do it successfully, even though the last one had a interesting ending, how does that sort of go with what you're going to be teaching?
Well, I think that's the difference between, you know, hedonistic self-gratification and abundance, right? I was successful, but success as measured by materialism that just feeds hedonistic desire. Now, my focus is abundance. So it's success that is connected, helps you to feel expansive, and is multidimensional in terms of spiritual, emotional, intellectual, and material. And I believe that going full circle to the beginning of the interview, I believe that really stems from your vantage point and your intention, both in getting into the business and on a moment-to-moment basis, because we all get disconnected, right? I mean, you get flustered, you get triggered, your resistances come up, but if you have that sort of true north, that center point, which is your purpose that you can connect to, and that sort of almost connects you to the divine or the greater whole, it's that point, I think that's a place where abundance can really begin to flourish.
Right. Yeah. And what is your definition then of abundance? I think you're sort of saying it.
But that's interesting. You know, the first thing that I want to do when I get together with our first workshop is come up with a community-based definition, and I want to do that with every single workshop and begin to enhance my definition of what abundance is. I think... There's so much to it, right? I mean, my teachers say it's being in a place of non-resistance to what is. So it's being in a place of acceptance. I think you can be, you know, in service to the creative flow, or you can be taking from the flow of life, right? When you're taking from the flow of life, you're out of abundance. When you're serving the flow of life, there's that cycle, that ebb and flow where you're giving and you're taking. And I think it's meant to be done with ease, and it's meant to be done with joy. But, you know, as humans, we get so caught up in our likes and our dislikes and our attachments to the way we want things to be and the things that we resist. I personally can't see how you can get to a place of abundance without a spiritual practice, always working on those things. And so I think that the holistic community is really so perfect for almost like the culmination of everything that I've learned. So I've had this kind of materialistic life where I've, you know, self-grasped, ego-based, gimme, 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 and then 6 years just on this inner path of, you know, who am I and why do I exist and what's my practice and, you know, the Vedic path and the Buddhist path and sort of following the Eastern wisdom traditions and then trying to reach this point of culmination, which is really, you know, it's abundance. Like, how do I get into abundance?
Right. I mean, the other thing as I was listening to you, I mean, I'm thinking of people that, you know, we go through different lifetimes. It's like, this is kind of like this fast track lifetime where we seem to go through several different lifetimes in this lifetime. And so you've
had,
you know, the lifetime of,
yes,
you know, great success and or greed or, but great wealth. Wealth would be a word.
Let's call it wealth and empty success.
Right.
Or let's call it success as defined by society.
Yes. Which, you know, most of us that live in it, you know, that's, you know, that is what everybody wants, right? That is what everybody says they want.
But that's the critical shift in paradigm.
Absolutely.
In order to be in abundance, we have to let that go.
Well, we have to change the whole financial structure because it is based on greed. Everything about it is either based on greed or create fear.
But isn't that a manifestation of want, our craving and our wanting? They're spiritual. They're you know, the hungry ghost. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a manifestation of us identifying with those energies? And when
but
we
I
begin
think it's
to,
part of the collective unconscious. I don't know that everybody is necessarily
sure. But don't we have as individuated consciousnesses, the freedom to choose how we identify, and can we not at any moment choose not to identify with this wanting and this craving and this aversion and this attachment? Because I would say that is what that's the barrier between us and really experiencing abundance as joy, freedom, and prosperity, right? You ask for a definition of abundance, let's say joy, freedom, and prosperity, right? But from my experience, in order to be able to enjoy prosperity, it almost has to be meaningless. There's no attachment to prosperity. It comes, it's a divine gift. You know, we play with it a little bit, redeploy it to other people that need it, use it to be in service. We're stewards of prosperity, right? Do I go buy a big, beautiful Mercedes, or do I continue to drive my Volvo and support the women's shelter, children who are hungry, and you know, any other number of in education?
Right. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
So there is, obviously, your individual desire to connect and to be part of, I guess, well, to be in service. To be in service, mm-hmm. definitely is the path. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of us that have, you know, done lifetime after lifetime after lifetime of very deep spiritual work and have the conflict of not being able to find that balance between, you know, achieving financial independence or achieving that, you know, that balance between what we need, what we want, and, you know, where we can go with that when we have this other conflict of, you know, depending on which religion you come from, spiritual work, a lot of people think should be free. So there's this essence that a lot of people struggle with that is part of the collective unconscious, part of their past life history and experiences, and they struggle. And I think that's a lot of what happens with, you know, depending on where you are, like holistic health, that's a huge umbrella. And there's some that are more spiritual, and there's some that are more business-like, and there's some that, you know, kind of waver in between.
Mm-hmm. And where would your listenership fit in?
It depends. I mean, different times, different ways. I mean, I think a lot, mostly the show is about consciousness, so it is helping people raise their consciousness. Mm-hmm. So more on a spiritual connection, but also, you know, we need to make a living. Those people that are, you know, if you are doing this full time, we need to find a way to make it beneficial for us, because if you're living in this world, we can't all go to a an ashram or go to, you know, a Buddhist temple, or, you know, where we can completely get rid of all of our necessities and stay there. I mean, we have, if we're going to live in the cities, which, you know, many of us are being called to do, many of us are not being called to go onto a mountain and become enlightened anymore. We're being told, no, you have to be enlightened here in the city, and you have to help other people do that, achieve that. And to do that, we have to be able to do both. We have to be able to live in this world, which means being able to pay the bills and to live reasonably, and to also, you know, achieve the spiritual connection that we're looking for.
Well, I think that, I mean, that is exactly where we play. We are the bridge between people that are spiritual but are committed to acquiring the tools and the concepts and the strategies and the behaviors and the attitudes to be able to support their lifestyle. I mean, that's the exact place that we play. And the reason why Clarity is the first workshop is because it is holistic and spiritual in nature. It's let's go inside. Let's see what our purpose is. And then let's connect our purpose, our why we exist within our specific vocation, to how we can serve. And then I come in with my marketing capability and say, okay, now let's figure out how to communicate that in a way that feels authentic and expansive to potential client base that needs what you have to offer.
Right.
So that's why this program is holistic in nature. It takes into consideration spiritual aspects of who we are. It's foundational, and we come back to that purpose, value, vision, that core ideology throughout the entire series of workshops to make sure that we're connected.
Right. Okay. Well, it sounds like a really fabulous program. I mean, it sounds like, you know, a lot of people should be doing it. Are you planning at any time to make it more accessible via internet?
Yeah, that's in the plan. That too has to arise organically, right? So it's feeling like right now we need to be connecting with people, mm-hmm. And it's also feeling like that community that, like, I think one of the most powerful things about this is it's not just Daniel and I, you know, sharing what we know. I mean, we're on equal ground, you know, with everybody that comes in. We want to learn, like, we know how to generate clients and generate cash, right? I'm learning how to create joy and freedom in my life. I don't have that figured out, but that's a critical piece of abundance. So, like, let's create this community, and let's all support each other on our journey, because everybody has their different flavor of the same struggle. You know, some people have an issue with money where they feel it's evil and it's corporate. Mm-hmm. Some people have an issue with money where they feel I don't really deserve it. And maybe that goes to the sort of the lifetimes and lifetimes of what they're trying to work out. And wouldn't it be great if through our workshop we could plant some seeds of transformation in that area? We would love to be able to do that. Mm. So.
Yeah. It sounds like a very unique program, because mm-hmm. one, you have the experience of success, regardless of, you know, the type, whether it was your
financial success. Financial success.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, you have that experience. You know what to help people. And then it's going to be, yeah, like you said, it's going to be the commitment of people as to where they take it and how well they are able to incorporate it into their lifestyle and mm-hmm. who they are,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, could have some interesting mm-hmm. problems. But mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I think there's going to be a self-selection process. This isn't for all holistic practitioners. I mean, this is for, and we definitely are going to extend it to green conscious businesses, but this is for practitioners that have a real desire to earn more doing what they love and are prepared to make, we think, a modest financial commitment, $187 a month over 6 months, attend six six-hour workshops over 4.5 months, and work the plan that we give them. And if they're prepared to do that, I am there 100% to support them along the way, coming first circle. You know, as a community, we have to, as the elders say, we have to honor and hold sacred and nurture our healers. And yeah, Western medicine, allopathic medicine, mm-hmm. You know, we all know that it thrives, but it certainly doesn't have all the answers, and possibly contains a lot of potential damage. Mm-hmm. And you know, not to get political with pharmaceutical industries who lobby to keep the natural products out of the, I mean, these healing modalities can be very powerful for everybody in the future. And, you know, and there's this gap. We actually call it the holistic gap, because they're taught how to heal, but they're not taught how to create a thriving practice.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's mostly because those that teach to heal, if they're successful, it's only because they either have built up a name for themselves because they were, you know, the first in developing the specific program or whatever, mm. or, you know, most of them are not. I would say, you said 80% of the people aren't successful. I would say, you know, of those 20%, if it's really that high,
it might not be.
I don't think it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, of that percentage that are successful, I would say still very few of those people know how to market. I think sometimes it just happens there in the right place at the right time, and, you know, may write a book, or, you know, something came up that allowed them to, you know, kind of capture the niche of the market.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of you know, are not business people. I mean, there wouldn't be anybody, I would think, there wouldn't be anybody that has an MBA that's doing this work. I mean, there's nobody that would have studied business and then gone into the holistic necessarily. I mean, it may have happened, but not planned.
Right, for sure. For sure. And yeah, and then what we've put together are what we think are the high leverage, really essences of what it takes to create a small business, which is what a practice is at the end of the day. You know, the other thing that's I think important in what we're doing is, you know, different people obviously have different personality makeups. Some people are extroverts, some people are introverts, you know, some people are more analytical, some people are more feeling based. And part of our intention is to you know, almost run a Myers-Briggs on everybody, like a personality test on everybody in our learning community, and start to map personalities, strengths, where you get your energy from, to marketing tactics. So, you know, if I'm an introvert and I'm in a workshop and someone's telling me, you got to go out and do seminars, I'm thinking, like, no way, it's going to suck all my energy and it's repulsive to me. But if I'm an introvert and I'm also analytical and I'm good on the web, well, hey, maybe web marketing strategy is the right way for you to go within your specific niche. So, part of what we want to do is customize the plan for the student so that what they leave with is something that feels natural, feels authentic, feels expansive, and will be fun to execute.
Right.
Versus, oh, I got to go out and market, you know?
Well, I think that's a big piece that is important to say because... yeah, there are a lot of people that they tell you all these different things to do, and you kind of either get overwhelmed because there's all these different things, and some of them fit, and a lot of them don't fit, and you're kind of going, you know, what do I do? What do I do? And then, you know, other people give you advice, and you're kind of looking, going, you know, is it, you know, does it really have to do with my picture? Like, seriously, is whether I'm successful or not having to do with my picture? And then it depends, you know, the type of work you are, who you're going to attract anyway. So it is a very unique niche because people in the holistic, I mean, because it's so varied, and, you know, some holistic people are going to be, you know, these medical people that have also taken more holistic, like Deepak Chopra, and, you know, there's some medical intuitives that, you know, are medical doctors, but also have developed their intuition. And so there's, you know, that side of it, which is a completely different side, right? Than, you know, some people that do hands-on healing or do Reiki. And honestly, like, I can't imagine even the best at this time, you know, somebody who just has one modality under their belt. Like, I don't know how you be successful unless... I don't know. Like, I don't know some of the people that are out there that are trying to do something. They may not have many different tools in their toolbox to assist people. And, you know, at one time, I think that worked because there was the novelty and there was the difference. But the world has changed so much, so quickly, that I don't know anymore. I don't know what it takes necessarily.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, one of the most powerful success factors for practitioners or any business in general is really defining what your niche is.
Right.
So, you know, so many people are good at so many things and they can be all things to all people and they're not sure, how do I begin to market myself, right? So one of the things that in the second workshop, the marketing workshop, we focus on is... finding a really important point of differentiation that, again, is connected to your purpose and your values and your vision. And as long as that's aligned with your real innate gifts and your purpose, it can be very, very powerful.
No, I could see that. And you know, I think... I think a lot of people could probably have that, I think a lot of people could probably use that as a technique or a tool that probably is more important than anything. Because, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, started out doing one thing and got really good at it or became very successful because it was, like I said, it was unique and, you know, at the time it was something really, but because things have changed so much, and really they have changed so dramatically, like, I think that's partly what I went through. Because I, you know, was doing certain things and it's just changed. It's like everything seems to be in flux right now, that nothing's really solid right now where you can really nail it down as to, you know, what's necessarily happening. So it's like when you used to be able to do, you know, intuitive counseling or do trance channeling. You know, everything is so, it's like the minute somebody says something to you, the next minute it can change because it's so fluid right now. Like it really has to do with the choices we make and how we proceed, that the energies just seem to be so amped up and so varied right now that nothing the way that it used to be necessarily works right now.
You know, that's interesting. I mean, I guess for me what comes up around that is that would make it all the more important to be, you know, connected to the God within,
right?
And to the soul self, to the higher self. And I think it's really from that place that everything arises. Mm-hmm. And we can begin to then you can begin to play, right? That Sanskrit word lila, you know, divine play. I love that, right? Then you can begin to play from that place of connection, you know. But in my experience, it requires a tremendous amount of presence, you know, on a moment-to-moment basis, and just, you know, the ability to witness. You know, feelings, thoughts, sensations. And that is in the business realm too. That's not just, I think a lot of people think, you know, I do my spiritual practice, then I go to work and make money, right?
Right.
How about if your spiritual practice is also your career, because your career is, you know, your vocation that supports the evolution of your soul.
Right.
Right. And you continue to, you know, stay really present and really connected and take action, you know, from a place of what's animating you, you know, what's making you feel expansive in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things my teacher says is, you know, to take action from any place other than animated expansion is ignorance.
Interesting.
Yeah. Not that I can come close to doing any of that, but I do. but I'm practicing. You know,
right.
It's definitely a journey, and you know, the Abundance Project is going to be something that grows organically, but is certainly sensitive to these spiritual principles that we're talking about. And for me, it's going to be so much fun because, like, when my day job, this is serious to me, but, you know, when I go out into the corporate world and I teach leadership development, which is really conscious leadership development, and my market is still only 1% of people that are open to understanding that cultivating a sense of humility is a critical success factor. Critical success factor in being an empowering leader and getting a team to execute and perform. I can't bring up, you know, these really important concepts like I'll be able to in the holistic and the more conscious community as I teach them, you know, the business skills. So it's funny. It's like, okay, you know, what's my purpose? It's almost to teach business people how to be more conscious, and to teach conscious people how to do more business.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you definitely picked something that you're certainly well prepared for, in that you're open, you're on the journey, and you've done some of the work. I mean, it's an interesting time, because there's a lot of people out there that it's like they become successful teaching about success,
mm-hmm.
rather than being successful and then teaching how they got there.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting, because mm-hmm. a lot of people have gone. I find it fascinating how, you know, the coaching business has developed, and how, you know, the law of abundance, like that whole, the law of attraction, and how, mm-hmm. you know, that whole, the secret, mm-hmm. and how that mm-hmm. has mm-hmm. evolved into creating a whole identity on its own, mm-hmm. and creating a very different approach. And there are some people that, you know, were successful because of the principles, but there's a lot of people out there that are just sort of teaching them and becoming successful. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're teaching them, they're making money but they don't embody any knowing.
Right.
Yeah, and I mean, what I found too with that, all that,
or they're learning as they're going.
Oh yeah, all that secret stuff. And I mean, it was just so materialism based, right? I mean, the first thing that I think we would talk about in the Abundance Project is you want financial abundance, first thing you got to do is let go of attachment to money. We can set intentions and say, hey, what could the future look like from a practical perspective to support our goals, but this is not about full abundance can't be about being attached to how much money you make.
Right.
Yeah. But like you said, we live in this in a world where we got to pay our bills, so we do have to talk about the practical aspects of how to attract and retain a steady stream of clients that generates cash flow for us to support our lifestyles. But abundance is, that's just a small component of abundance.
Right.
You know, if we can do that with joy, freedom, from a place of surrendered action, that's more abundance, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Versus the secret, you know, visualize and be grateful, and then you'll get the big house of your dreams.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you either weren't clear enough, or you had a alternating belief that stopped you from achieving it, right? Like it's a very interesting.
That's it, right? Why? So you're saying why doesn't that work? Because you may have another belief that's stronger that actually prevents manifesting what you want to manifest.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it like the guy Abraham and Esther Hicks? Don't they talk about you know, the key to manifesting? I think they were the first ones to really
come up with it, right?
Don't they talk about the key to manifesting is you have to align desire with belief, right? So yes, I desire this. Yes, I can visualize this. Yes, I can raise my vibration by feeling grateful for this. But I have this core belief underneath that says I'm worthless and I don't deserve this, which is run for the last 1,000 years in every lifetime.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sort of nip that out, and I'm good to go.
Yeah, there you go.
It's all really easy.
Yeah, and you wonder. I mean, you wonder. You know, each lifetime that you've gone through, and in each time you're here, learning, moving through something different, and you wonder how it is that we've gotten to the place that we're at, where, you know, society is being run by greed, yet there's all these spiritual people that are coming out that it has to change. The way society has been living cannot continue, or the earth is going to kick us all off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything has to change, because it's all, it was all necessary, but we also had to go down to, some people say we had to go reach the bottom to boost ourselves up again, to be able to get where we're mm-hmm. really needing to go, and mm-hmm. to find that balance that we're mm-hmm. trying so desperately to find. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a very unique time mm-hmm. in history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, one of the things that, that I understand is that, you know, there's this it's I guess it's like the schism, these polarities. And on one side you have the spiritual awakening where consciousness is rising, and on the other hand you have greed and darkness and that whole collective shadow that's also rising. And who knows where things are going to net out at the end of the day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they say the difference is, of course, the children that are being born that are so incredibly clear and so...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they say is going to be the difference.
Okay, well, not my children.
Sure they
but
are.
Then again, they were born when I was unconscious, so...
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I love my
Your
children.
Your kids are all young. Yeah,
I love my children.
Yes. Yeah.
In case they listen to this. Hi, Car. Hi, Rach. Hi, Sid. Love you.
Nice. Okay, well, is there anything that we haven't really talked about that you would like to bring in?
No, I think we've pretty much covered it. I run a coaching business. I'm still doing some business coaching for conscious entrepreneurs, and that's mikaelmeier.com, which is MIKAELMEIR.com. And but for people that want to, you know, locally in Toronto that want to engage in a community, in a learning journey that I strongly believe at the end of the day will result in an abundant practice. We'd love to have you on the 23rd.
Right. And so the 23rd, it's happening where?
It's at the Inner Garden. So that's at 401... Richmond?
Yeah,
401 Richmond.
West.
Yes, and it's at 10 o'clock. And... We have a page with more information, and there's a video of my partner Daniel at abundanceworkshop.ca, and then our corporate site is our abundance project site is abundanceproject.ca also.
Okay. Cool. We didn't talk about Daniel very much. Did you have anything that you wanted to
tell us about Daniel? Yeah, thank you for asking that. So Daniel is a holistic practitioner. And he created Inspired Life with his partner, and it's one of the larger clinics in the city. Very successful, been running it for over 6 years. Also has a background in business. Also is entrepreneurial, but understands holistic practitioners much better than I do, he's just a really bright, dynamic.
He's a nutritionist. He's
a nutritionist. You know, bright, dynamic, connected guy, and fantastic partner. And I think it absolutely stands inside that intention of service. Absolutely authentic, and is gonna offer tremendous value to the practitioners that come in. And in more, it is actually more the voice of the Abundance Project than I am, because he is a holistic practitioner, and. Loves being one and has joy around it. I don't know what that's like, So when we write communications or we do videos or whatever, it's usually Daniel and I come in with more of the business system. Okay, here's how you do it, and probably more spiritual underpinnings.
Right.
Yeah,
that is a tough field to be successful in, because holistic nutrition, a lot of people, as much as they want to, they don't often make the changes that are necessary to support our organs and to support our being the way we should be doing.
You mean people?
We like to take the quick fix. We don't like to take the supplements for years. And
but what if I'm a holistic nutritionist that specializes in IBS, and I have a 98% success ratio, and I don't charge $65 an hour, I charge $250 an hour, because when you come to me, you're almost guaranteed you're going to get out of your suffering.
Well, that's a good, that is
right.
A good.
So this is an example of, yeah, you come to the program and we work with you on defining what these niches are. Maybe we need to go do some research for the next class to understand, okay, are there any IBS practitioners out there? Is that something that I'm really interested in? Is that a growing problem? We know it's a holistic problem. It's based on stress, but it's a niche. And mm-hmm. you can get out of $65 an hour into $250 an hour and work less, earn more, and have and do more spiritual practice and have, right.
Yeah.
And create more joy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Very interesting. Well, this has been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You know, I think there's a lot of benefit that can assist people. And, you know, if they can't join this one, I'm sure that you will have more and more. It will just kind of grow organically as well.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.